While the stark age difference between us raised eyebrows and invited whispers of disapproval, my primary concern lay in the potential repercussions of our unconventional bond. The constant worry of attracting unwanted attention from law enforcement or social welfare agencies cast a shadow over our shared moments of happiness and growth. Despite my unwavering affection for Maverick and the invaluable lessons he imparted, the looming threat of legal ramifications weighed heavily on my conscience. As much as I longed to continue our journey together, I could not bear the thought of jeopardizing Maverick's freedom and reputation for my sake. The depth of my love for Maverick was matched only by my desire to shield him from the potential fallout of our unconventional relationship. Despite the allure of a future filled with shared dreams and aspirations, I couldn't ignore the nagging voice of caution that whispered in the recesses of my mind. The fear of tarnishing Maverick's reputation and subjecting him to legal scrutiny gnawed at my conscience, casting a shadow over the happiness we had found in each. I couldn't shake the image of Maverick being dragged into a legal quagmire, his good name sullied by society's judgmental gaze. A society that lets these beatings go on, the law now has changed to age 16 not 12, but that's too late for me and this still would have happened to me anyway. As much as it pained me to contemplate, I knew that the responsible course of action was to spare Maverick from the potential repercussions of our relationship. I couldn't bear the thought of being the cause of his downfall, of robbing him of the freedom and respect he rightfully deserved. With a heavy heart and tearful eyes, I made the agonizing decision to part ways with Maverick. It was a choice born out of the love and selflessness, driven by the desire to safeguard his future and protect him from harm. A darn nosy teacher had seen me at a house where Maverick was picking up some plants and took the car plate number to report because no, I'm a minor, something she knows nothing about my pains at home, etc. Not a good teacher.